the meeting of the House Special Committee on Energy to order. Today is Tuesday, April 18th, and the time is now 11:20. We're joined today by Representative Prox and myself, Chair Rauscher. We just had a meeting with the governor. People are going to be straggling across the street from the Taylor Building a little slow today, but I assume they'll get here sooner or later. I'd like to thank our House Record Secretary, Jordan Wright, and our LIO moderator, Amanda Kraft, and my committee aide, Craig Valdez, for all they do for this committee. Before we begin, I'd like to remind the members of the committee and the people in the audience, all of you, silence your cell phones and any personal electronics. If any of the audience today needs to pass a note to a committee member, please get the attention of my committee aide, Craig Valdez, and he will take care of it. If we have a presentation, hold your questions to the end of each slide, and all questions should be directed through the chair to the legislators, and all responses from the legislator through the chair. Today we will take back up HB 54. But before I do anything, I'm going to take a brief at ease. Okay, we're back on record. I'd like to recognize that Representative McKay and Representative Carrick have joined us, and now we do have a quorum to do business. So a quorum established. Today we are going to take back up HB 154. We're joined by Representative Shragi just now, the Alaska Housing Finance Corporation Sustained Energy, by request of the governor. We're going to hear proposed amendments. Then we're going to take public testimony, from time permitting, and I'm sure it will. And I will then ask the will of the committee whether or not what they want to do with HB 154. And in the meantime, Representative Carrick, do you have an amendment or a motion?
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move amendment number one.
I will object for the purpose of discussion, so you can tell us your amendment. Go ahead.
Thank you. Amendment number one simply adds an effective date immediately for House Bill 154. This is something that will enable the Green Bank, once established, to immediately take advantage of some one-time federal funding opportunities that are available. And some of those cycles begin in June. So by having an immediate effective date, assuming the bill were to pass this session, we would be enabling the newly established fund to take advantage of some of those opportunities.
All right. I will remove my objection. Does anybody else have an objection to this? All right. Then the amendment passes. Thank you very much, Representative. Brief at ease. At this time, I'm going to move to a public testimony, and public testimony is now open. Is there anybody in the room that wishes to testify? I see no one. Now I will move to online testimony. Is there anyone online that would like to testify? And my understanding is we have Chris Rose, and he's from Sutton, Director of Renewable Alaska Energy Project. Chris Rose, can you hear me? And if you can, put your name on record and your affiliation.
Yes, I can, Mr. Chair. My name is Chris Rose. I'm the Executive Director of Renewable Energy Alaska Project, or REAP, and I'm here to testify in support of House Bill 154.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chair and members of the committee. REAP has supported the concept of a green bank or independence fund for some time. We believe this is a very necessary component to financing a lot of energy efficiency and rooftop solar, as well as other projects in the future. We have estimated that Alaskans are collectively spending about $6 billion a year on energy. That's heating, transportation, and electricity. And yet we're probably wasting about 20% of that. So a good $1.2 billion worth of energy literally going up in smoke every year without really giving us any benefit. So the original focus has been to really promote energy efficiency in buildings. We're very supportive of the priority language in the legislation that would put a priority on financing energy efficiency and renewable energy on buildings. We believe there's a huge opportunity for financing rooftop solar through a bill like this on top of the federal tax credits. It would really incentivize people to pay for rooftop installations along with the federal government, and then really displace, especially in the South Central area, a tremendous amount of gas if we could do this at scale, natural gas that is becoming more in short supply and more expensive and more necessary to be reserved for heating. So there's a lot of reasons that we support this bill. We're very happy that the committee has taken this bill up and is hearing it today. So thank you for your consideration.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. I appreciate your testimony. Now we're going to move to, anybody have any questions for Chris Rose? All right. Right now we're going to move to Anna Yancey. And Anna, if you are there, I apologize if I pronounced your last name wrong. If you're there, please state your name, put it on record, and your affiliation, and then you can begin your testimony.
Anna Yancey, I'm just talking for myself. The reason I wanted to say something on this bill is that it provides for the corporation to provide technical assistance to nonprofit and quasi-public entities, and I think that's wrong. I think the state should not be supporting, funding, or getting in bed with nonprofit entities at all. We're looking at getting taxed. First of all, we're way over our budget. We always have a problem with our budget. And then now we're going to be funding nonprofit entities and working with them, spending monies, even if it's just technical assistance. If you give this to the quasi-public and nonprofit sector, you don't know who you're funding. We might be getting a bunch of people that are doing things that or entities that are doing things that are not in Alaska's best interest, but are more pushing an agenda from other types of state interests from other states. Generally, I think we should stay out of funding or providing assistance to nonprofits. I think it, especially when we have so little money, we should be paying attention to our own needs and not funding nonprofits. That's what I wanted to say. Either funding them directly in money or by labor or administrative support or anything like that, the nonprofits and the quasi-public. And I think that wording should be taken out of 1856-090E, subsection 2, should be amended to take out the words nonprofit entities or quasi-public entities. Thank you. That's all I have to say.
Well, I appreciate your testimony, Anna. Thank you very much for calling in. Is there any more testimony online? All right. I'm going to close public testimony at this time. All right. Now, we do have Curtis Thayer, Executive Director of Alaska Energy Authority, and we do have Akias Gilopsis and Department Director, Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, both online in case any of the committee members have any last-minute questions they might want to ask the those two. Are there any questions from the members on this bill? All right. So what is the will of this committee today?
Somebody took away my motion. You took it. Mr. Chairman, this is Vice Chairman McKay. Chairman Rauscher, I move the committee substitute for House Bill number 154, version Bravo, also referred to as 33GH1074/B, be advanced from the committee as amended with individual recommendations and attached fiscal notes.
All right, do I hear any objections?
Object.
Representative Prox, you have an objection?
Yeah, I just want to point out that this will not make us any more independent. It will make us more dependent on federal funding. But we can't stop that. So with that, I remove my objection.
That's a good point. Anybody else have a question? Anybody else have a statement?
I believe the whole idea is to provide a receptacle for federal funding. So it's kind of the idea of it.
Yeah. Can't stop.
Whether we are dependent or whether the program is dependent, I don't know. Either way, right?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Let's just get it out.
Right. So are there any more objections to moving this bill out of committee? All right. It is so ordered. Do I hit the gavel when you do that? No, I just say, guys, stick around and sign the paperwork. In fact, we're going to take a break while we do it. Back on record, the motion is passed. House Bill 154 has now moved from committee. Since we have no more business, Representative Wright joined us, by the way, a few minutes ago. So I'd just like to thank everybody for being here, and it was a short meeting, I know. Please remember, you've all signed the book, so if we have no further committee business, the committee is adjourned today at 11:40.